This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got till midnight to get that postmark or digital timestamp on your tax returns. Today, of course, is the culmination of a whole lot of document gathering and expense calculating, something that many of us, yours truly included, aren't all that good at. So enter tax preparers. When they are good, they are very, very helpful. But when they are not good, it's a problem. And for a lot of low-income families, it's a big problem. Tax refunds are often the biggest checks those families get all year, which leaves them wide open to tax season predatory lending. Audrey Quinn reports.
On this one-mile stretch of central Brooklyn, there are 9 dollar stores, 11 hair salons, and 12 tax preparation sites.
Can I get your name?
Teresa Butler Stokely.
Butler Stokely's filing her taxes today. She tells me she's way too familiar with feeling taken advantage of around tax time. For 15 years, she filed with one of the major chains. And how much were you usually charged?
It's between $400 and $500.
Butler Stokely was working one low-paying healthcare job, raising 3 kids. And by the time tax season rolled around, she often really needed that refund money, usually quite a few thousand dollars. So she'd pay extra to make sure she got it quickly.
It doesn't feel good because you're looking at the amount that you would have had, and then you're looking at the amount that they're going to charge you, and it's like, I know I need this money now. Let me just do it.
Butler Stokely says she wasn't stupid. She knew she was throwing away money. But when choosing between getting behind on bills or coughing up a few hundred extra dollars to get a refund quickly, she'd rather cough up the money and keep the bill collectors away.
When you have low-income families and they're getting a big chunk of money, what I like to say is the sharks come circling in.
Chi-Chi Wu is a lawyer with the National Consumer Law Center.
All these businesses have sprung up to take advantage of the fact that these families who are, you know, normally cash-strapped during the year have this sudden influx of funds.
One way businesses do this is by offering something called a refund anticipation check. Refund anticipation loans on your whole refund, are now mostly banned. What the companies do instead is offer you a loan on the tax prep fee. For about 70 extra bucks, you can avoid fronting the fees. In fact, you don't even have to know how much they're going to be. The preparer just takes them out of your refund once it comes through.
What's happening is, if you're paying for something out of a bigger chunk of money, you're less sensitive to the price, right? You know, if you're getting $4,000, having $500 deducted may not hurt as much as, you know, reaching into your wallet and pulling out $500.
That is the industry standard, you know. They all charge the same way because the market bears it.
Hazik Anayat has a tax shop on this mile of Brooklyn. He'd worked for a major preparer chain before, hadn't felt good about how they did business. So he opened up his own shop.
The whole thing about the tax refund kind of has like this mythology behind it. Like, yo, this guy hooked me up with like 5K. He did great work for me. You got to go to him and, you know, he'll hook you up too.
He says it's like tax preparers have built themselves up to be magicians. Give them your money. Poof, they'll make more money suddenly appear.
This site serves about 3,000 to 4,000 tax filers each year.
Right here?
At this site, yes.
Herman Tejedas with the Food Bank of New York City. They help run free, volunteer-operated tax preparation sites. He tells me the city actually has the capacity to help everyone making under 60,000 get their taxes done for free. This site, just down the street from those other tax prep shops, is where Teresa Butler Stokely is getting her taxes done. She found out about it 3 years ago.
I was in a shelter at the time, and they explained to me that you could get your taxes done for free, and that's what aided me to get out of the shelter.
That's so the tax refund money got you out?
Mm-hmm, exactly. It was amazing.
You can't see this, but Herman Tejeda from the food bank was standing behind her while she said this. He was straight up beaming. The tax refund, he said, can be a major force for good in people's lives. It's just a matter of making sure that money goes to the person it's meant for. In Brooklyn, New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.